Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Please stand by.
Please stand by.
There is no beauty, only ugliness. There is no glamour, only ghastly blemish. All romance disfigured.
Everybody, it's Andrew. It's Sunday. It's Grade A Explosives. Actually, it might not be, but it is Grade A Explosives. I'm Andrew. I am joined today, very special guest for the third annual Scala Day special right here on CJLO. I am joined by Brian Mitchell, who is a ska aficionado, which we have determined is a real thing because we said it was. And he is going to be here telling us the best ska of 2024. I know this is the show that all of you wait for, even though, you know, you appreciate all the things I do. Obviously, this is the one where everyone's like, gotta listen in on that thing. Gotta get it in. Brian, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Andrew. It's good to see you, bud.
Indeed. Good to see you as well. How has the year been for you? We'll start off there.
The year's been wonderful. I'm a, you know, married and a father of two, so it's just literally the same thing over and over again every day on repeat. It's wonderful.
There's a certain
the year
stability
of ska.
Like,
yes. Yeah, right, exactly. The year of ska has been fantastic, Andrew.
We will get into the year that is ska here in 2024, but let's start off and give everyone who might not have been listening for the last 2 years, because, you know, people get busy or whatever. I don't know why they wouldn't be listening, but let's give them a rundown of your credentials as to why are you here speaking to us about ska? What gives you the right to come on here and talk about ska music? / why do you like ska music? Let's go with there.
Well, we all know my credentials go on pages and pages and pages. But to be truly honest, I'm probably the only guy you know that likes ska music, which that's why I'm here. I love it. I've been listening to it since late 90s, nonstop, forever and ever. My Spotify raps always have me as like 0.001% of listeners of all of the bands that I listen to. So, hey, you know, Spotify says that it's got to be true.
It's a good stat to throw in there, that's for sure.
Here you go, bands. Here's your $3. You're welcome.
Very, very generous of you to give them $2.50 more than what they would get, Brian. That's
nice. I know. I've also had, as you know, during our time at WIXQ College Radio, I had a show called When Dinobots Attack, which I still hone every once in a while on the alumni days. So, I just really like ska, and I love talking about it, and I love listening to it. I love making other people listen to it.
Well, it's very convenient you're here. And also, I believe from a very reliable source told me that you actually did another episode of When Dinobots Attack this week, in fact, if I recall
did.
Correctly.
Yeah, last night, actually. It was wonderful. Well, last night being Thursday.
Yes.
Because we're recording and it is not Sunday.
True. Pre-record, everyone. Pre-record. Is this going to be a recap of that show, or did you play different things on that show?
So I mixed ska in with holiday ska on that show. I did end up playing like one or two of these songs, but by no means a recap.
All right. Well, so you've done two episodes of, well, I mean, what we're going to call this. This can be an unofficial When Dinobots Ska Attack episode, I think. I think that's fair
this
to
is
say.
The top. I did have one or two of my ska friends listen, and they were like, I thought this was going to be your top 10. I was like, no, that's on Sunday.
I love that. I love that.
So there we go.
Well, let's get kind of into this and see what we have here in 2024. The year that was in ska, the year that was ska. Nah, that doesn't work. We'll come up with something later.
Fantastic. Skankerific.
Skankerific. Love that. That's good.
There we go.
So let's start off. What do you have for us here to begin on this show?
So I'm going to start off with some EPs and a band that should have been on last year's. They came out with the album just a tinge too late, and I didn't get a chance to really appreciate the album until early this year. And I was like, oh, that I'm going to have to play that this year, even though technically it's last year.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens.
Also, spoiler alert, it is not a top 10. It's a top 19. So I'm just throwing that out there. But they're ska songs. They're all 2 minutes long. So it doesn't matter.
Everyone, just be prepared. You're going to hear a lot of ska. And, yes. You know,
hopefully
you're going to
less of us, more music.
We've established, I think, enough during the past 2 years that we can now go and play more music than normal.
I agree. Unless you throw me, like you said, some curveball or something. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But anyway, yes. So up first is a band called Power Up. The album is called Just Devils. It's their second album. They're from Western Mass. And the song is called The Castigation, The Simulation. It's a wonderful Scott Core song.
But judging by their name, are they sort of like incorporating video game things into their ska subjects, or is that just a name they thought was fun and so they went with that?
I don't notice a lot of video game references inside their music, but it's PWRUP. So, but they are nuts on stage, though. They're a lot of fun.
And then that should take us, at least I think, to the commercials here for the first thing. And then after that, what will we hear? What will be the thing right after that?
We're going to start off with two big ones here. We have Less Than Jake came out with an EP this year called Sunnyside. And this song called Walking Pipe Bomb is one of my favorite songs from Less Than Jake in a very long time. So I was very happy to hear that. And then the JB Conspiracy, their EP is called Propagation House. And the song is called Back to the Future Part 2.
All right. Well, then, let's get you some ska things here from some things you might not know. And if you don't know Less Than Jake, I don't know if you know music, really. I mean, even I know Less Than Jake. Are they having the Less Than Jake-a-sance? Is that something that's happening with the CP? Or do you just like this more than some of their stuff they put out more recently?
Yeah, no, they've been spitting out records like crazy. They really haven't taken that long of breaks in between. This one, though, just compared to their last few, I mean, the EP is just solid, excellent ska on it. A little more ska than some of their newer albums, which is what I want to hear. So it's perfect.
And works for the Scala Day Spectacular that we're
Absolutely.
Doing. Excellent. Well, here you go, everyone. Here is some Power Up, Less Than Jake, and the JB Conspiracy, and we will come back and we'll talk more about ska this year with Brian right after this. Enjoy. Or for some reason, don't. I don't know why you would do that, but you're stuck here now, so you better just strap in for the next 2 hours, because it's coming. CJLO, 1690 AM, you're listening to Grade A Explosives. Maybe on Sunday, who knows? It's a mystery.